Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, that whom you would know of as the goddess Kuan Yin. And so indeed it is a pleasure to join with you this day. I ask that you would perceive about you a beautiful mist of golden white light. It is Sananda's Christ consciousness light, filled with love, filled with great compassion. Allow this light to gently dissipate, and you find yourself seated within a charming little wooden boat that sits upon a vast landscape of ocean. It is a calm ocean. It's as if it were a great lake, but it is the ocean. And the only waves that we perceive are gentle ripples below, which lightly undulate this boat. And as far as the eye can see, there is but water. The sky above is blue. It is warm. And we hear this ocean lap against the boat. It is tranquil. It is beautiful, for that which our God has imagined is always exquisite. So take a moment to just become aware of your surroundings, of the tranquility. Do not be afraid to be there on your own, for Spirit is with you. And if you like, you can trail your fingertips upon the surface of this water. It is soft to touch. It is cool. And you will notice that this boat is gently moving forward. It is not by anything that you are doing. For this boat, of course, has a consciousness, and so transports us. And as we move forward, you peer into the depths of this calm ocean, and we see that there are indeed dolphins dancing below, accompanying this boat as we journey forward to the horizon. And the sunlight sparkles upon the gentle rippled surface. And there is just the touch of a breeze about us. And as we near the horizon, we see that we are moving toward another mist, a mist of light, and soon we are now within it. And all else is obscured, We can no longer see the horizon. We can no longer see anything but the boat we are within. But as we still move forward, the mist begins to change colour. And what was once the white light becomes the palest purple, becomes a mauve. It is a soft, gentle light. It comes into your aura. It seeps into the energy of you. It is tranquil. It is cleansing. And perhaps you begin to feel a sensation of coolness about you as it moves through your aura and does its work. Your little boat moves ever onwards, and the mist becomes the palest blue. It is also cleansing, it is protective, and it is about a clearing of the old. This mist weaves its way into your aura, into your chakras, those energy centers that support your physicality and your emotional spectrum. It is like a breeze moving through you, or like a window being opened and the wind comes through and blows away all of the cobwebs, freshens the air, regenerates the room. So allow that which is held within, that which has been attached to you for a very long time, but which is no longer needed, perhaps old wounds, old hurts, old angers, to slip away with this pale blue breeze, to be cast upon the water. You feel larger, lighter. We move forward, of course, and we come into a most beautiful jade pale green. The mist changes to this colour and again enters into your aura. It is the green ray of healing. And like a beautiful tapestry, it comes upon you. A tapestry of light, healing the wounds that have been opened for a long time, perhaps many lifetimes. It begins to heal over what was brought to the surface through the previous rays. It begins to mend, and so you feel whole once more. And as you feel more whole, you become greatly empowered. So there is a sense within you that you can do anything, take on anything, be anyone. So much energy now. So much more energy, for you have freed much of this energy from being focused upon the past, upon maintaining those wounds and suffering. The mist begins to change colour once more, and it is the softest pink, so beautiful, and it wraps itself around you like a wonderful garment of soft silk. It is, of course, the ray of unconditional love, and it brings forgiveness. For although the wounds have been healed and begun to be sealed, only forgiveness can truly make all of this disappear once and for all. And so it comes into your heart center, this unconditional love, this pink light, and a great heaviness falls away as all of those things that you are emotionally committed to, all of the grudges, all of those hurts, all of the blame, slips away once more into the ocean where it disperses. And although we cannot see them, we can now hear the dolphins that journey with us. And they laugh. They bring us joy. For now that you have been cleansed and cleared, healed and experience forgiveness, the joy can come in, can re-enter into your consciousness, into your emotional body, into your aura. And so you begin to smile, for the dolphins make you laugh. And there is much to smile about, for you are alive. You are a child of God. And so as a child of God, you are fortunate. You are loved forever. And to be in our Creator's embrace is bliss. We see that this mist gently begins to leave. We become aware of the gentle lapping of water against the wooden boat. And we are upon the clear ocean once more. But we see, not in the far distance, but fairly close, that there is a shore, there is land. Our boat knows which way to go. It safely finds its port of call upon this shore. And so we step out. And we see that before us is a very large hill. And upon this hill is a winding track. And so we walk upon it, you and I. It is still a summer's day. The warmth of the sun is nourishing. You feel so much lighter for your journey through the mists of healing and love and clearing. And as we walk, I ask that you do not look ahead, but rather that you would look upon the path itself. And as we journey upwards, can you see that this pathway has the most exquisite flowers by its side? All the way along, there is this beauty. The flowers are truly fragrant, and so we smell them. The bees are present and other insects, so there is busyness and life. But the colour, my friend, the colour. Beautiful, every shape, size and configuration of every flower that you could conceive of is upon our path. So seldom do humans choose to see the beauty upon the path they walk in life. But God has placed all of this before you. It is yours there for the seeking. And if you cannot see it, it does not mean that it is not there. It just means that you do not have the eyes yet to see that upon your personal path in life, there is so much to be grateful and thankful for, so much beauty to be seen, if you would but see. But now we make our way to the top of this hill, And you are quite surprised to see that there are three enormous bells, absolutely huge, taller than you or I. And these three bells are placed upon the hill top in such a way that they form a triangle. One is made of gold, one is made of silver, and the other of platinum. We stand in the middle of these bells. They are close enough to you that if you were to reach out in any direction, you could touch either one of these bells. And bells have always been sacred upon your earth, and particularly in my own culture of the East. For they are a gift from God, because they produce sound, but not just any sound, but pure sound, divine sound. And each bell has its own unique tone, its own unique voice. Sound and tone are an incredible spiritual tool, for it is one of the ways in which the divine expresses itself. It can be healing, it can be transformational, it can be meditative, all of these things and more. But this day, they shall be transformational. They shall be the bringers of change. And so I ask that you would find that in your hands is a most marvelous stick, let us say. And with this stick, I ask that you would stand before the silver bell and strike it as hard as you can. And as you do so, a great pealing ring goes out, as if a pebble has been cast upon a pond and the ripples go outward. Well, so too then does this ripple of tone, this ripple of sound, jettison itself outward from this point to cover the surface of your reality. Let us stand a moment and allow this tone to envelop us fully. It echoes about us. The sound enters into your aura, your energy field. It is bringing change. It is also bringing the sound of the silver ray, which in itself is a powerful ray of light. While the tone begins to soften and we hear it no more, I ask that you would turn to the gold bell and strike it as hard as you can. And once more, a beautiful tone, but a differing tone, goes out into the world, out into your reality. And we stand still and this tone comes fully into our vibration. Can you feel it? It's almost physical. As it rings out, the golden ray. It is a spiritual ray. It shall bring change on a spiritual level. It is beautiful. Perhaps you are tingling now as your energy field becomes alert. And the resonance of this tone stays within that which is your aura. Even though we no longer hear the sound of it. And lastly, of course, I ask that you would strike the beautiful platinum bell, for it combines both the gold and the silver energies, as well as the divinely given powerful platinum ray of light. And it is beautiful. It is not simply one tone, it is a chorus of tones. It is a whole choir of bells singing at once, this one bell. Oh, and it is like angels singing. So beautiful, so powerful, yet so gentle and loving. And it fills the whole earth and your reality of it. It pours into your aura, it pours into your soul, it pours into your heart. And you feel uplifted. It is changing you for the better. It is everything positive in the whole universe pouring into you all at once. Lovely. And a great serenity and equilibrium comes upon you, as if you were the center of everything, the center of the entire universe. And you are. You have come into complete alignment with yourself, with your soul, and with your God. And I stand before you, and I bring a blessing, as one whom is known as a goddess of love and charity. I bless you this day. It is an honor to do so. And I hold you within my embrace, and I speak softly to you. It matters not if you can hear my words, but you may. And I bring the love of divinity with me. I bring that which is ancient with me. For you are as ancient as I, for you never cease to be. Only the clothes, the physical body, the garment that you wear, comes and goes. But you are the center of the universe for all time. How do you feel? We are instantly at the base of the hill once more. But we feel different. Life seems clearer, more enhanced, more beautiful, more real than we thought it could possibly be. Your mind is clear, there is clarity. And so we step into the wooden boat of your consciousness. Your consciousness knows where to lead you, as it has led you to this place. It now leads you back home. And the boat of your consciousness moves effortlessly. It glides upon the water's surface, leading you straight and true. And we see that the dolphins join us again. But this time they dance above the water, jumping up and diving through it. And as they do so, they splash us with this water, this ocean of calm. And so it is as if we were receiving a blessing from them. The mist ahead we know well. It is the mist that you entered into this world of your consciousness. through. It surrounds us once more and then dissipates. And you are here, and I am still with you. My friend, you can call upon me at any time. You can take this journey again and again, and each time it shall bring benefit, and each time I am happy to bring my blessings. My love and light to you always this day. You must trust. You are changed. There is transformation in the air, and glorious pathways of beauty may open before you. I am Kuan Yin Adonai.